flights throughout Western Alaska are often delayed due to extreme weather or poor visibility, but rarely because of volcanic ash. But that's exactly what kept Alaska Airlines Flight 153 from landing in Nome last night. For more than a week, the Global Volcanism Program at the Smithsonian Institution has been tracking powerful explosions from the Shevelutch volcano, one of the most active volcanoes on Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. The explosions have sent plumes of ash up nearly 33,000 feet in the air.
This has been going on for a few days at least, and it's now just making its way around up to here.
Christopher Clark with the National Weather Service in Nome said late last night that the ash cloud combined with winds and weather over the Bering Sea to eventually bring the plume over the Norton Sound.
The ash was ejected up to about 32,000 feet as it came across on the mid-level and upper-level jet stream. It kind of got sucked in with those winds, and it went almost clear over the Chukos Peninsula, and then it was directed down around the backside of the high, and it's come right over the top of Nome.
Alaska Airlines confirmed that its regular flight overflew Nome due to the volcanic ash. Haley Kniggy with Alaska Airlines says the nightly flight made it from Anchorage to Kotzebue without incident and left Kotzebue just after 7 o'clock when the crew observed a haze in the area around Nome. Following the airline's policy of never flying through areas of known ash, the crew diverted the plane to Anchorage, the flight's ultimate destination, and landed around 8:30. Kniggy says they expect the ash cloud to dissipate and the airline to resume regular flights by this morning. It was unknown yesterday if smaller planes, which typically fly lower than larger commercial jets, were affected by the ash cloud. Forecasters say the plume is moving down the Norton Sound coast and could move over the Yukon Delta before likely dissipating within the next day or so. Meanwhile, volcano watchers with Russia's Institute of Volcanology and Seismology say that earlier this morning, the explosive eruptions of the volcano continue and that ongoing activity could affect international and low-flying aircraft.